Are you tired of spending too much time composing emails or writing reports from scratch? Do you wish you had more time to focus on the core of your work rather than the administrative minutiae? In today's Quick Win episode, Wharton Professor Katie Milkman shares her favourite time-saving hack, the template. My name is Dr. Amantha Imber. I'm an organisational psychologist and the founder of behavioural science consultancy Inventium, and this is How I Work, a show about how to help you do your best work. On today's Quick Win episode, we go back to an interview from the past and I pick out a quick win that you can apply today. In today's show, I speak with Katie Milkman about her favourite time-saving hack.
My favourite time-saving hack is that for anything possible, I start from a template. Whether it's an email to a student interested in getting involved with my research, or a referee report for a journal, which is an important part of the academic publishing process. I spend a lot of time reviewing other people's manuscripts or manuscript I'm writing myself. I really try to have a model and make as much of the world a Mad Lib as possible. And it saves tons of time.
So give me some examples of maybe some of the more unusual things that you've got templates for that would surprise people.
Oh, gosh. Well, I do have literally templates for every kind of email you could imagine, responding to everything from an invitation to deliver a talk at a conference, to a student who wants to work with me, to someone who's interested in consulting or a podcast appearance. I have template emails to say both yes and no, so that I can go straight to those. There are a lot of things I don't have templates for, but that before I would ever start writing, I would find a template for. So for example, if I'm going to write an op-ed in a newspaper, I don't necessarily have one on hand, but I would never begin writing without going and finding three examples and basically backwards diagramming what's their structure. You know, what are the first two paragraphs? Is it a story that it opens with a quote? Does it get right to the point of the research it's trying to present? I find examples and then I turn them into templates so that I understand the exact structure I'm writing with it. So I do this for everything written. And then I actually think you can use templates not only with writing, but with goal pursuit. And so that might be a more unusual example. In fact, I have a paper with Angela Duckworth and Katie Mayer on this topic where we looked at whether or not people recognize that when they have a goal and they have friends or acquaintances who have the same goal, it can really save time and improve outcomes if your first step is to try to emulate something that's working for someone else and try to actually go investigate, ask your friend, you know, I noticed that you got in shape last month, which is something I've been wanting to do. Could you explain what you did that made that work for you? Or, you know, I noticed that you figured out how to find the job of your dreams in publishing, and I've always wanted to do that. What were the steps you took? Could you break them down for me? So essentially, everything in life, there is a template because others have succeeded at doing it before you. And rather than trying to reinvent the wheel, I think we should spend a lot more time trying to figure out what's the Mad Lib we can fit ourselves into so that, which isn't to say you don't want to be creative in lots of parts of life, but you don't want to create unnecessary work for yourself. And whenever there is something that you can use as a model, that's always the right place to start.
What's the trigger for you in thinking, I need a new template here?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think, you know, again, anything that's written, it's really straightforward. And if I've seen, for instance, an ask coming through or a question that I'm getting multiple times, I'll give you an example. Today, I got an email from one of my research assistants, and I run a big research group. And she is about to talk to a professor who is at a PhD program where she's planning to apply. And he said, you know, let's set up a time to talk. And she wrote me and she said, could you help me think about how to prepare for this meeting? It's sort of like an interview, but it's informal. And I realized, oh, I got an email just like this a year ago from another research assistant who was going into a conversation, an informal conversation with a faculty member at a university where he hoped he would end up as a PhD student. I should have a template for this. I should have a set of advice that I always offer when someone is in the situation. So it's really about pattern recognition. That's one thing, like something that comes up repeatedly. I don't want to have to think through and give the same advice to multiple people, which is P.S. part of why I wrote a book, because I realized, oh, lots of people are asking me, lots of companies and individuals, you know, you have all this wisdom about how to change from your research. Could you come give us advice or consult us on this? And I thought, enough people are asking, let's just write it all down. And then I hand them my book instead of having to have, you know, 200 conversations with all these people. So I think anytime something comes up repeatedly or something is going to be big and new, you want to think about whether there's a template you can use to break down the big, scary new thing, or whether there's a template you can use so that the question that's coming up repeatedly, you only spend time on it once and then you save time in the future.
If you're looking for more tips to improve the way that you work, I write a short fortnightly newsletter that contains three cool things that I've discovered that help me work better, ranging from software and gadgets that I'm loving through to interesting research findings. You can sign up for that at howiwork.co. That's howiwork.co. Thank you for sharing part of your day with me by listening to How I Work. If you're keen for more tips on how to work better, connect with me via LinkedIn or Instagram. I'm very easy to find. Just search for Amantha Imber. How I Work was recorded on the traditional land of the Wurundjeri people, part of the Kulin Nation. I am so grateful for being able to work and live on this beautiful land, and I want to pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. How I Work is produced by Inventium with production support from Dead Set Studios. And thank you to Martin Imber, who did the audio mix and makes everything sound better than it would have otherwise.